Hello and welcome to the Honest Property Investment Podcast. My name is Natasha Collins. I'm the host of this podcast. I'm also the founder of NC Real Estate, which is my firm of surveyors, which helps landlords and property investors build commercial and mixed use property portfolios. This is the last podcast of 2023. Whoa, I can't believe we're here. My voice is a bit croaky today. Still 3 weeks later. We just got back from 10 days in Santiago, Chile. Oh my days. If you have never thought about Chile as a holiday destination, please change your mind on that. It was incredible. We took Harry, obs, and we wandered the city, which, despite every single travel website me going on before going traveling, the US Embassy popping up with these big banners saying, Chile is unsafe, be prepared when you get there, blah, blah, blah. Probably one of the safest places we've been to in a very, very long time. The food is delicious. The city is easy to get around. You can either walk everywhere or you can get on the subway if you like. It's super cheap to do that. The equivalent of about $1 per ride, which is phenomenal. Yeah, I cannot rate it enough. We had the best time and we got to chill out because we went for 10 days. Let me tell you, one of the biggest changes I made this year as a CEO is introducing 25 days annual leave for all full-time members of staff. Plus, we close over Christmas, which is just a given, every year. Since being in corporate, I'm actually going to think back to this. The reason I safeguard Christmas so much is because I've always loved that thrill of Friday before Christmas or Christmas Eve, you thinking, yes, this evening I'm going to close off, I'm going to have a break, I'm really going to have a rest and relaxation. But when I was in corporate, I used to get threatened that if I took sick leave during the year, I wasn't allowed my Christmas holidays off, which meant that I would struggle through the year, regardless of whether I was ill or not, and not have any sick leave. That did not work very well because that ended up with me getting burnout. And I mean, what an awful, awful thing to say. Christmas is special, glorious, magical time of the year. I fully believe it's a great time to have off, which is why from either the day before Christmas Eve or whenever, this year it's the Friday before Christmas, because obviously Christmas is a Monday, so we're closing on the 22nd, and then we come back on the 2nd of January. And that is a hard and fast rule, no matter what. Everybody needs that week of reset, recalibration, and coming back. So that's always been something I've protected at NC Real Estate. I think it's really vital. In the UK, I've never seen much business get done over that time, if at all, right? Then what I implemented at the start of the year is 25 days on top of that for all full-time members of staff. Why? Because quite frankly, all of us on my team who work full-time have kids, so we need to spend time with our kids. We also need to have time off, go and enjoy ourselves. And me, as the owner of the business, I don't feel that I should get any more or any less than the rest of my team. Right? It's exactly the same. And however anybody wants to handle their annual leave, just go and do it. You know, I don't mind, whatever it is. Fine. And for me this year, I have been in such a privileged position where we've actually gone and traveled and seen so much of the world. Obviously not loads and loads of it. My God, can you imagine? I'd have to take the full year off. But I feel like we've used the year so well. I've been backwards and forwards to the UK a couple of times. But on top of that, been to Lisbon, Copenhagen, Malmo, Sweden. Did a bit in Edinburgh, around Edinburgh, Lisbon. Where else do we go? We've just been down to Santiago. We've done so many nice trips this year. It's been lovely. And also had enough time to come back around from that and chill out. So, you know, I'm proud of that decision. That's a decision that is going to continue. That's that. 25 days per annum plus Christmas. That's a good amount of time, I think. We'll keep trialing it. Right. Today's podcast is all about the most memorable property deals of the year. I was going through everything whilst I'm away. When I'm away, I will also say, is when I'm my most creative because I'm not thinking necessarily about specific problem solving. I've taken a step back and all of a sudden I get these ideas flowing through my mind. And I was just writing down all the things that were super memorable to me this year and why they were memorable. Doesn't mean that they were the best deals, doesn't mean they were the worst deals, but why did they stand out to me? So at number one is the purchase of the freehold of 22 Broad Street. Obviously, I have done huge amounts of podcasting on this. I'm not going to spend a huge amount of time on it. Purchase price 200,000, income 23,500. That's an 11.75% gross yield. Amazing. This was something that completed after 8 years, tens of thousands of pounds in legal fees, and finally, just the relief of getting it done. It was a good deal in the end. I am glad I did it. It was an absolute headache. But sometimes perseverance is key. That is a big, big, big point in the fact that not all deals happen like that. You know, so you do have to have some patience, you do have to have some gumption, you do have to have some resilience, and in your gut, you know where to spend money. I fully believe that. Number two on my list is one of Harriet's first rental deals. So proud of her for this one. The letting of a unit in Arbury Arcade. That letting was done at £8,568 per annum, which was £31 and 32 pence per square foot, up from £25.20 per square foot. So that's a 20% increase in a supposedly falling market. And the big key takeaway from this is that really what you want to do in any market is test it. Go out there, put your unit on the market. If it is good enough, it is going to let at a really good price. Number three, the purchase of the freehold of Monmouth Street. I saw this back on the 14th of April when I was in the UK over Easter. I remember Easter Sunday sitting on the couch, sofa. Oh my days, there's an Americanism coming out. Whoa. Sitting on the sofa, and I was just Googling all the different things that were going on in and around Bath. I was in Bath for a week. What could I go and see whilst I was there? I saw this building, and I knew in my gut that one of my clients had to buy it. Purchase price £480,000, rental income £36,000 per annum. That's a 7.5% gross yield. Is that the best yield? No. Is it a safe building? Yes. That's why it's worth buying. Number four, the purchase of New Road Chippenham. Purchase price £270,000, estimated income £30,000. Why was this so memorable? I was in Regent's Park Zoo, the Zoo for London, on the phone to Hugh the agent, and he phoned me and we kind of hashed it out over the phone. And we got the deal done then and there. And I remember that well because obviously that's a bit of an iconic place to be in. Fabulous. Number five, taking over the management of the 12 new telephone boxes in London. This came from simply having NC Real Estate signage on my telephone box. Yes, I do. NC Real Estate does pay my SaaS an income. We make five times the amount that my company pays my SaaS on a monthly basis just for having that advert. And we made five times that in management fees. So it just shows that if you have your marketing in the right place at the right time and someone sees it, then amazing. That is kismet. That is where things happen. Number six, purchase of the Isle of Wight. Again, I've spoken about this at detail. Purchase price 625,000. Rental income when everybody's paying is 96,000 pound, 96,100 pounds per annum. That's a 15.38% gross yield. This is the most memorable because it was the quickest deal of the year. It went through, what, within 6 weeks? Something like that. Yeah. I was just thinking about it. It's happened only recently. And also because we got the biggest discount of the year, we got £115,000 off of that one. That for me is hugely memorable. It's going to take a lot of working out to get it to where our client wants it to be, but is it worth it? Let's come back to it in a year's time and we'll talk through what happened. Number seven, the purchase of Marketplace Newark for £231,000 with £18,000 to come in initially. Firstly, that was memorable because we were going to put in an offer at £230,000. My client said to me, "No, Natasha, £231,000, and I think we'll nail it." Their gut was right, did nail it for that. But secondly, we had to register for VAT in the SaaS. That took forever. It took 6 months. And I just would not have realized that at the time. Other VAT registrations that I've done before have gone through really, really, really simply. So this was a learning curve that if you need to register your SaaS for VAT, please work with your SaaS administrator. Please speak to HMRC and find out how long it's going to be. Quite frankly, that client probably could have got finance in that time rather than paying for the whole thing in cash. Number eight, the letting of the first and second floor, Temple Street in Aylesbury on a 5-year term for £10,000 per annum. This was exciting because this was an asset management client turned property management client. This was one of the first asset management clients who came to me and said, "Natasha, please, can you do our property management? That's what I need you for." And that was where kind of property management started. So I said yes. And we saw the letting come through, and that was really exciting. And today, actually, I have just seen in my inbox another letting come through for that client. So really exciting, you know, having a client believing you so much that you can do it and begging you for a new service. And we launched this whole new part of the NC Real Estate repertoire and services this year based upon that. So that's why that was so memorable. Number nine, agreeing the new lease at High Street Barnstaple, receiving the first rental payment. This was £15,000 per annum with index linked rent reviews on a new 5-year lease. Actually, the tenant was just trying to assign the final 2 years of the current lease that was left to run. But if you don't ask, you don't get. So I said, "Do you want a new 5-year lease?" "Yes, please." And I said, "The only thing is, if I give you this, I'm going to put RPI rent reviews in every year." And they were like, "Yeah, sure." Score, win. That means that I can now go through and refinance that property portfolio with all new leases in place. Plus, I've got a 3-month rent deposit there. So that is really super exciting. If you don't ask, you don't get. So always ask in negotiation, because that's where the best things come from. And then finally, number 10, the purchase of the commercial element of Queen's Walk in Barnstable for £700,000 with a rental income of £86,000. This is great. And it's the most memorable for me because my longest running asset management client said to me, Natasha, can I do this? Can I do the negotiation? I was like, sure. And she did, and she's very successful of it. And we've got a purchase lease option in place for the residential element of this. And it just was a really proud moment because all of that information that I have given this client, she can now go out and run with it, which is just amazing. Like, how that was what I set out to do with MC Real Estate, give investors the power to go and do things for themselves, give them the confidence to know that they can do things for themselves. It was an absolute revolutionary moment for me this year. Obviously, that's only 10 of the deals that we've done this year. Probably about 20% of all of the work that we've done. There's so much else that goes on behind the scenes and wheels that keep turning and spinning and that we're always working on and we're always talking to someone about and that we've always got going on and on and on. But it's because things don't complete as quickly as everybody would like them to. Yeah, the Art of White completed within weeks. That's because that was an off-auction deal. If you're going through auction, yeah, things happen really quickly. If you're not going through auction, they don't tend to happen quickly at all. And so to be a commercial property investor, you have to have some grit, some resilience, the want to stay in the game and get something done, even if it's not happening the way that you want it to happen. Because honestly, we're going to have stuff that ticks over into next year. And until those deals are done and I can talk about them, they're not something that I can discuss because we just want them to keep going. You know, it's constantly a juggling process of trying to get deals to keep moving forward and keeping everything up in the air and keeping everything going. But that's the fun of it, though. That's why we do it. Surely, surely that's why you're in the property investment game. Otherwise, if you think it's simple and you think it's always straightforward, I just don't think this is the game for you. I'm currently opening up a stocks and shares account with my SaaS for part of my money because, as I said, I've been trying to transfer my other pensions into my SaaS, where other pensions from all of those years of being in corporate come to £16,000, 1/6. I'm going to put those in stocks and that is in stocks and shares and see what happens. Can't buy a commercial property with that. I could buy another telephone box, but in all honesty, I can't find one for the amount of money that I paid for the other one. So it's going in stocks and shares. I'm not even going to advise on how that goes. That is not my wheelhouse. It will probably just all go on the S&P 500 or something. And you can be sat there thinking, Natasha, what are you doing? When I've got enough money, I will go and continue buying property because that is my jam. Because property is exciting. I like it where you've constantly got things to do. You don't have to be out on site, but you've constantly got things to be doing. It is like playing Monopoly. I love the strategy behind it. I love that forward thinking. I love always having to be one step ahead of the game. That for me is the real excitement in property. And that is why this year has been so, so, so good. And I want to thank you as well. Thank you so much for listening to the Honest Property Investment Podcast this year. You're the reason that I come each week and turn up and make sure that I'm giving my best. And thank you for listening. Have a wonderful Christmas, a very happy new year, and I'll see you in 2024. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've loved this pod, make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
And make sure to leave a 5-star review, as this makes me so happy and it helps to boost the show and get it out there to more property investors. Finally, if you want to email the pod, you can write to me, Natasha at ncrealestate.co.uk. I cannot wait to catch up with you again soon.